Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
And we began this afternoon with that violent carjacking which played out in Brooklyn yesterday. Cops looking for two people who pistol-whipped a guy in the head and then made off with about $2,000 cash, and they took his car. Happened about 2 p.m. when four guys pulled up in a blue minivan near Avenue A and East 91st Street there in East Flatbush. Says here two of them got out of the van and rushed the victim's car, beating him in the left temple with a gun and then taking his phone and his cash. Two of them then drove off in his 2005 Toyota SUV. The others drove off in the van. The victim taken to the hospital for treatment. They're trying to catch these guys. No arrests thus far. If the cops come up with pictures of these suspects, of course, we'll put them up on our website. So far, though, no description and no pictures. We'll keep you posted. From downtown, there is talk of a plan to put the park back into Park Avenue.
As four lanes of traffic whizzed by, the city's Department of Transportation Commissioner Idanis Rodriguez kicked off the search for a firm to redesign Park Avenue's medians.
We want to redefine the iconic Park Avenue as a greener, safer, and more welcoming corridor for all New Yorkers.
The work above ground would be done in stages as the MTA installs a new train shed underground. City Councilman Keith Powers said the pandemic unleashed a new demand for outdoor public space.
We are trying our best to make sure people are visiting Park Avenue and the people that are coming to work have a space to enjoy.
The redesign plan stretches 11 blocks from East 46th Street to East 57th. Marla Diamond, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM.
Putting the park back into Park Ave. A former federal corrections officer pleaded guilty today to sneaking cell phone chargers and other contraband into the Metro Detention Center. Fabian Osias used to work for the Bureau of Prisons in Brooklyn. She faces up to a year in prison now. Authorities say she abused her position of trust by allegedly smuggling phone chargers into the jail, investigators say, which enabled federal inmates to keep on committing crimes. Stems back to an incident in February 2023 where they say the officer attempted to provide an inmate at the jail some USB charging cables and other things necessary to keep their cell phone charged, and that is a no-no. Is this cell phone ban starting to grow legs? We told you about it a few weeks ago. That is a potential move to stop kids from bringing their cellies to school. Well, there's an update today. It's Juliet Papa.
Mayor Adams says he's still working with the school's chancellor on how, when, if students will have access to their phones in schools. Speaking with reporters in the Blue Room.
Our desire is that we should not have any distractions in our schools. And the number one distraction, not only students, but even as I look around the room, some of you are deep in your phones. We are hooked on our phones.
He says there's big debate and controversy regarding a full ban.
We've been doing a lot of reviews. What are the best practices? How could it be done?
He says he wants a policy in place that he doesn't have to walk back. Julia Papa, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM.
L.A. banned cell phones and social media in schools back in June, so we'll see what New York does. A local funeral home on the hook for $700K to go to families they allegedly preyed upon. R.G. Ortiz Funeral Home, which is a funeral home chain mostly popular among Spanish-speaking New Yorkers, agreed to the terms as restitution. This covers civil penalties, after the city says the funeral home took advantage of grieving families. Specifically, it says they refused to tell customers where their loved ones' remains were, misled them on pricing, and failed to provide the services customers paid for. State Department of Consumer and Worker Protection says money will never heal the wounds that were inflicted, but we're proud to hold this business accountable and secure justice for our neighbors. So far, there's been no comment from the funeral company. If you think you are a victim, you can call 311 and say R.G. Ortiz, and they'll know exactly what you're talking about. Boy, oh boy, this next one brings back memories. Ooh. Everybody wants to know what in the world is going on with the GWB. Apparently, construction on the span has created a traffic nightmare for the last few days. And for one New Jersey town in particular, which knows a thing or two about traffic from the GWB.
The construction on the upper level creating delays over 90 minutes at one point. Traffic in 8095 stretching back miles into Teaneck. But it's those who are cutting through Fort Lee that has Mayor Mark Sokolich concerned.
You know, you would think at 3 o'clock in the morning on a Monday evening or a Tuesday evening, it wouldn't be that bad. But it was very, very bad because I heard it last night when my phone was ringing off the hook.
And he's worried about emergencies and how all of this traffic could impact police cars and ambulances. Livery driver named Eddie is just trying to cope.
Got no choice. You know, you just have to be patient. You know, some days are good, some days are bad.
But this one was a real bad one this morning, I mean.
Yeah, it's bad.
Well, as to the upper level construction schedule, we've reached out to the Port Authority. Glenn Schuck, 1010 Winds, 92.3 FM in Fort Lee.
Family, I know what you're thinking when we talk about Fort Lee, the GWB, and tie-ups. I'm not going down that rabbit hole. Governor Christie. Oh, Governor Christie. I'm sorry, I sneezed. You can look it up on the internet.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the Odyssey app to take us wherever you go.